Well, Sifu James, thank you very much for that. I think that's the longest.
Yeah, there's a lot of systems we have to go through.
Yeah, there's a lot of systems to go through because the hormonal one is comprises so many glands. And so do let us know if you have comments or feedback on what you experienced and how you're feeling now. Please do type it in the Q&A section on the webcast, which is right on the left-hand side. And also, for those, everybody here in the Toronto area, just a reminder that this Saturday and Sunday, Sifu James is teaching Level 5, which will be the last Level 5 taught for this year here in Toronto. So once again, the button to get information, once again, it's right on the left-hand side of the queue of the webcast page, or you can go to either masterpiecelife.com or jamesfu.ca. And we still have some spaces. But please do either email myself or Sarah, which all that information is available on the Qigong Level 5 web page so that we can get you signed up for the program. Okay, so I'll just give everybody a minute to enter any comments that they'd like to give because the system is always a little bit behind. So one second, everybody. And just for those of you that are listening, just tune into your body and see how you're feeling or if you're feeling a lightness or how your body is feeling. I know that Sifu James is continuing to release. This was a really large one. And let me just see. One second. Okay, I'm not getting any comments from people, which is a little bit odd. So let me know if you have a comment or feedback. Or can someone just please type hello in the Q&A section? Because for some reason, oh yes, here we go. Questions. So question coming in is, would you please explain the high-pitched noise that I am feeling? Do you mean that you are feeling or that you are hearing? So high-pitched noises, James. Do you have any comment on that?
Nope.
No. Okay. Sorry, we don't have any feedback on that one right now.
Okay, sounds good.
So Daisy is saying, wow, thank you. I felt a lot of rotation in my head at first. Then I felt tingling on my scalp. The movement inside me picked up and the pace, and I felt a rocking motion from side to side begin in my head and working its way down my torso. I also felt pressure in the front of my forehead that I needed to change from a sitting position to one of lying down. So that's from Daisy.
Well, I did. The first thing that we did is to reset hypothalamus,
mm-hmm.
pituitary gland, and the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
That's why at the beginning, everybody find a little bit strained in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal. Then I moved down to the thyroid. I found a lot of us have problem with the thyroid.
Yeah,
so
the thyroid problem.
I stayed there about 10 minutes to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved down to the liver, the kidney, the stomach, and the pancreas. And that's okay. I don't find a lot of problems there. But when I do the skin, that was another one that causing a lot of blockages there. So a lot of you have a lot of skin issues.
So spleen, right?
No, skin. S-K-I-N. Yeah, S-K-I-N.
Skin issues. Oh, skin issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the skin's usually related to the liver.
Yes, but there's still a lot of issue on the skin.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. The rest is okay.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Yes, so Tessa is saying that that's the strongest energy that I've ever felt. And it felt amazing. Mm-hmm. It was a very strong one. Another comments coming in are feeling more calm. And so Margarita is asking, I have had a lot of anxiety, sleeplessness, and headaches lately due to considerable stress, and the sessions seem to trigger an increased sensation of these two symptoms. Am I assume it is the movement of the energy. So her comment is the feeling of anxiety in her head. Is that just the triggering of the energies right now in her head?
No, because this session is talking about hormones. And I didn't do anything on the those emotional issues.
Mm-hmm. But you did work on the hypothalamus, right?
Yeah.
The hypothalamus controls a lot of emotions.
Just reset the switches, right? But didn't get rid of any emotional baggages.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Margarita, if you want to go back into Masterpiece Life or Sifu's site, and under Sifu, under jamesfu.ca and the resources section, we did one for the heart energy, which was to deal with emotion. I do think we did it about 2 or 3 months ago. So that would be a good one to go back into and play that for yourself. And then when you start, if you weren't part of that original transmission, then just use the Sifu's energy code, which is 3396 at the beginning. So just say 3396 and just connect to that energy and then listen to that and see if that helps with releasing the anxiety. Okay? Okay. Liliana is saying, for me it was the most interesting session. Started with the tension on third eye area and then moved to the left side going down to the ear and then to the back of my head. At the end, I had an easy feeling and a lot of burping. Yep. Yep. Excellent. Great work, Liliana. And Wendy is saying, I felt Sifu come in with the energy just as you were starting when we were filling with the recording. Yes. It felt very strong. Felt as a lovely heart opening, then some heavy energy for a long time, which was uncomfortable. After the transmission was over, I felt a nice lightness. Thank you so much. And that's from Wendy. Another question coming in is, will the people whose names we wrote down also have felt something and perhaps wondered what was happening?
Yes, they will. They will mm-hmm. feel something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Wendy's making a comment, hey, maybe this will help with weight loss, resetting all the switches and all. Yes? So the comment.
Yes.
Very good, Wendy. So the comment is yes. And what you want to do, once again, is once the switches are reset, you want to pay attention to your body. So you want to be more conscious of how you're eating and what you're eating. Observe your food as you're chewing it and feeling it. And as soon as you start to feel a full sensation around the area of your diaphragm, then just stop. Don't force it. Just don't force it. Okay? Anything you want to add about that with the weight loss?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. And Rachel has a comment. I joined 50 minutes late and almost immediately experienced a very uncomfortable heat in the body that lasted most of the time. Eventually, experienced discomfort and pain in the bones of the limbs, and a headache developed. I experienced burping. Now I feel much clearer. The pains and discomfort are still there, but almost gone. That's from Rachel.
Yeah. Because this time I'm using different frequency for the healing.
Mm-hmm.
This healing is very strong, especially if you, most of the people should feel the heat.
Mm.
So that should be okay.
Good. Excellent, Rachel. Thank you for your feedback. So common coming in is so no more menopausal hot flashes, right? I like that one. All right. And Mariana is saying, in relation to the skin, what would be a way to clear it or make it better? Thank you both for tonight's session. So her relation is question is to the skin. Do you want to answer that one energetically, and then I can answer that one in terms of what to do nutrition-wise?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can answer that.
Okay. So for the skin, in nutrition and in herbology, we say that the skin reflects the liver. So when the liver is detoxifying, it pushes out to the skin. Also, if the liver is clogged, it pushes out to the skin. So usually when you have skin blemishes, it's an indication that either the liver is getting rid of toxins or that the liver is overworked. Great foods to add to your diet that are very beneficial for the liver is things that are bitter. And that's probably why, in my opinion, a lot of people are drawn to drinking coffee. Because coffee is, except for when you add sugar and milk, coffee is bitter. And actually it's one of the, I believe, one of the reasons. So things, you know, so stuff like spinach, often bitter foods are because the liver needs some assistance in cleaning out some of the biles. All right, so that's kind of what you can do with your liver. Also, as always, the more you cut back on sugar, the more beneficial both the liver and the pancreas will work. Okay, any more comment on that, Sifu James?
No, I don't know what type of skin problems she had.
Mm. I think she was just commenting on the fact that you had said that there were a lot of skin issues when you were growing energetically. So there was a lot. You had to do a lot of work on the skin.
They were blocked.
A lot of skin blocks.
Yeah. So the skins are not breathing properly.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess opening up opening up the pores so that they can exchange properly. Okay, wonderful. And the comment is, thank you. It was an incredible feeling with energies beginning in my head, very strong and distinct energies and rotating motion from scalp and feeling every part of my head, throat, third eye, as it traveled going down my entire body.
Good.
So you're very welcome. Excellent. And then one more comment is, I fell asleep. Was that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
That's fine. You're just resting. Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you so much for your feedback. Hopefully I will have the replay posted probably by Thursday so that you can access it and listen to it and put yourself in it if you find that you need a touch-up on it. And just a reminder once again that this weekend we have Level 5 here in Toronto. There are still some spaces, so either contact myself or Sarah and register yourself in for that. You can simply go to either one of our sites, and on the right-hand side you'll see on the bar that there is a block for Qigong Level 5. If you click on that, that will bring you to the registration page with all the information about the date. Well, actually, you know the date. It's this weekend, but the time and the location, all right? And other than that, also the summer retreat, that registration is now also open for that. Please do please do make time for that. It'll be a very powerful, powerful weekend. I know that Sifu James, myself, and Franco have gotten together and sort of seen how we can best assist with that. So there's a lot of processes that we're planning on going through with you. So do put yourself in. Also, I know we've been talking about it for a while, but Sifu James and I are starting to put some dates on the calendar, and that we're hoping that in July we're going to do a run of trying to teach Level 1 Qigong 3 nights a week online. So in this kind of format, we're still working on how to put all that together, but as soon as we have those details ready, we'll send them out to you, because I know we have a lot of requests from a lot of friends who can't be here live in Toronto but do want to be able to experience being taught by Sifu James. So just keep an eye open to your email so that you receive all that information. Okay? Other than that, is there anything you would like to say, Sifu James, in closing?
Oh, thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. And hope to see you all either in my workshop or come to the Toronto retreat or Ottawa retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And all those details are also up on Sifu James, which is jamesfu.ca, on his website in the calendar. This should all be updated with the Toronto events and the Ottawa events. Okay? So with that in closing, thank you. Namaste. Thank you for all being together tonight and co-creating this. We look forward to connecting again. And once again, there's Level 5 this weekend here in Toronto. Other than that, we will email you out about the next online events. So with that, namaste, good night, and thank you for all being here. Good night, everybody.